Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talking Brick with Mayor John Ducey.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. Our phones are open, so if anybody wants to call and ask a question or share any thoughts about our great town here or on any topic, the phone number is 347-426-3543. And as always, I'd like to just make a few announcements. Our 2015-16 Recreation Department brochure is now available online at www.bricktownship.net. Check it out to learn about all the programs being offered this year. There's information about the beach badges. There's information for classes for preschool kids all the way up to the senior programs and everything in between, our challenger programs, all the different sports programs we have, the dance classes, the various classes. So take a look at it. It's a quality brochure. It's available online, as you can see it 24/7, and there are going to be some hard copies of that available within the next week. April 18th, that is our sixth annual Green Fair. This year it's located at Brick Township High School. It's hosted by our Sustainable Brick Committee, and it will be held from 10 o'clock a.m. till 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, April 18th. It's free to attend, and there's going to be vendors, crafters, information, and much more. Our Sustainable Brick Committee is a committee of volunteers here in Brick Township that really have the environment in mind and have we have a number of environmental engineers on there, as well as other people, just regular volunteers, regular citizens who really care about the environment. They've worked very hard at trying to get us being certified, and we were lucky enough at the League of Municipalities last year in November of 2014 to be inducted, which is a big accomplishment. I know they were working on it for a very long time. Councilwoman Susan Leidecker is on that Sustainable Brick Committee as well. And it's a big accomplishment. And this is the first Green Fair as a certified community. And it's going to be a real exciting day. There's going to be a lot of information. I remember last year when I was when I went to the Green Fair, the one interesting exhibit that I remember specifically was it basically showed kids, and there was a couple of kids playing with it, that's why I say kids, but it showed me as well because I was watching it, what runoff of rainwater does. And it was kind of like a Lego-looking layout. And what you did is you sprayed some sprinkles and things like that around the area, and then you sprayed it down with a water bottle. And it showed how all the bad things that you put out, which was these sprinkles, which aren't necessarily bad, but it symbolizes the bad things, and how it all ran down into the various rivers and bodies of water that were located on the on this Lego board. And it showed, like, horses are on there, and it shows how the horses are drinking out of the water that has this bad stuff in it. So that was that's one interesting thing. There's rain barrel information. There's so many vendors and crafters, and it's going to be a really great day. Hoping it's going to be warm and sunny, and hopefully spring is here. The last couple of days have been pretty warm today, not necessarily. A little bit colder and some rain, but I know this weekend itself it's supposed to be 65 and sunny each day. So another event going on. April 25th is Brick Day at the Blue Claws at First Energy Park in Lakewood. There will be Brick Township businesses and organizations on hand all around the concourse of the stadium. And they're going to be, please stop by those various tables and, find out more information about our brick businesses and volunteer organizations. And I'll also have the honor of throwing out the first pitch at 3:30 p.m. And then there's a 4:05 Lakewood Blue Claw game. And after the Blue Claw game, the varsity baseball teams of Brick Township High School and Brick Memorial High School play each other on the field. And, that game should start, somewhere around, I would say, 7:30 or so, depending on if the Blue Claw game goes into extra innings or not. And if it's a pitcher's battle, it'll be a little bit earlier. If it's a high-scoring game, it could be a little bit later. But right around 7 o'clock or 7:30, Brick Memorial plays Brick Township High School. The varsity, it's a good opportunity for those kids. They get to play on a professional field, sit in a professional dugout, be back in the professional locker rooms. and come out to the game, enjoy some baseball, and celebrate our town. It's going to be announced. We're going to even have the national anthem is going to be by a Brick resident. And the whole day is just dedicated to Brick Township. And it's April 25th, Saturday, at Blue Claw Stadium at the First Energy Park. So please get your tickets now. They are available, and it's going to be a great day. Also, Saturday, April 25th, before you make your way to the game, we have our first town farmers market. It's Saturday, April 25th at Windward Beach, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the farmers market is a great thing. It's we were able to obtain a grant. It's something that I've wanted, and a number of the council people, Susan Lidecker, for example, have wanted for a very long time. I know Tara Paxton and Mike Fowler have been working on it as well. And we were finally able to obtain the grant in order to have this farmers market. So it's every Saturday from April 25th until September 12th, with the exception of July 4th, because that falls on a Saturday this year. And stop by and see what's being offered. We're going to have vendors, you know, obviously vegetables, fruits, you know, hopefully some baked items and some other types of candles, whatever vendors sign up, you know, they'll be available and be selling their goods out in Windward Beach. And again, it starts from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturday, April 25th. Last announcement, mark June 27th on your calendars. On that day, Public Works will accept construction materials from residents at the Ridge Road facility. The township stopped collecting these materials about 6 years ago to combat the costs that were spiraling out of control. There was a lot of contractors that were abusing the system, and the programs, by not having any construction material because of the tipping fees, the program saves the township hundreds of thousands of dollars annually. it's been over $1 million that we've saved. However, we do realize that it's a hardship for residents that may be doing small-scale projects and need to throw away a small amount of construction materials. So on June 27th, you can bring them to Public Works. You will need to present your tax bill as proof, and no contractors will be allowed. And we're going to also have a similar amnesty day in the fall. But I've had a number of complaints from residents who, you know, brought up maybe they ripped up some tile from their, you know, from their kitchen, or got some sheetrock from a, you know, maybe a bathroom they were changing, you know, changing out to a different style, and you know, they just tried to take it up to the hill, and obviously they get turned away because we don't take construction materials. And again, it's saved the town over $1 million since we stopped taking construction materials. So it's a great program, but at the same time, you know, if people can, you know, find a place in their garage or somewhere to store this stuff. June 27th, you're able to bring it, and it's open to residents only and no contractors. So it's a one-day amnesty, and it's to try to help people out as much as they can.
Okay. Mayor, we have a phone call. If you're ready, we have John on the line, and he would like to get your opinion on something.
Okay. John, how are you?
How's it going?
Okay.
I was wondering your opinion on Chris Christie's comments labeling the recreational sale of marijuana as blood money.
I didn't know he had made that comment. I missed that. So I know, you know, Governor Christie has a you know, opinion on anything that's usually offered to him, and I'm not sure why he calls it blood money or what the meaning is behind it. So I didn't see that he made that quote. So I don't know. I don't know what my opinion is on it because I don't know how to take it. If he's saying it's blood money, you know, when I hear that term, I usually think of like blood diamonds over in Africa where you have, you know, people who are, you know, risking their lives for a diamond industry where they're not, you know, reaping any of the awards. They're just doing the hard work and they're dying. And that's usually what blood money is. So I don't see that correlation to marijuana. So I'm not sure if you can shed a little light on the comment maybe.
Okay. He said in one of his press conferences that would reference NJ Weedman.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, I was just wondering your opinion. Thank you very much, though.
Yeah, no problem. I know. Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it. Any calls, please call in and get it 347-426-3543. I do know, you know, the Weedman has sometimes been an opponent of Governor Christie. I think he ran for governor the first time Chris Christie won his election. So I don't know, maybe that has something to do with it, his comment, but you know, otherwise I'm you know, not sure where to go with that one. But going back, last night our council meeting, actually let me give you a little we're gonna have a trivia contest tonight. We're gonna be giving away 4 tickets to the April 25th Blue Claws game for Brick Day. And the tickets are courtesy of our friends at the Carluccio, Leone, Diamond, Doyle, and Sachs law firm. So stay tuned. We're going to be asking that sometime during this show. And the first person who calls in with the correct answer will win 4 tickets to the April 25th Blue Claw game. And they're going to be great seats. It's going to be a fun day. Like I said, with a brick person, a resident, going to be singing the national anthem. Brick businesses all around the concourse. You get to see me throw out a first pitch. Hopefully I can get it over the plate. And you obviously get to see a great Blue Claw game. And after that, you get to see Brick Township versus Brick Memorial. The tickets include the entire day of activities, including the high school game. So it's a pretty easy trivia question, and it has to do. I'll save that clue for a little bit. So just to know, there's a trivia question coming up, and get ready to call in. Even if you don't know the answer, please call in with your guess. And, you know, we'll let you know if you're right or wrong, but it's nice to have some extra callers calling in. As usual, I do this the night after a council meeting. That's the way it has worked out. Last night's council meeting took place, and the council and I honored our township volunteers. And it was, we basically named April 12th through April 18th as National Volunteer Week. And also, I'm proud to say the council authorized the township to join the state's volunteer tuition credit program. And that's it's a great program. I was able to have that put on the agenda to have the council vote on it, and they did approve it last night. And basically what the program is that all volunteer firefighters and first aid squad members in good standing, their spouses as well as their dependent children, they can get up to they're going to get scholarships for over 4 years. You get up to $2,400 in tuition credits to attend a county college or a post-secondary county vocational school. And the reason why we want to do this is this program is a way of showing our appreciation for the important services that these volunteers provide. To be eligible for the program, volunteer firefighters and first aiders must sign a pledge to serve or continue serving for 4 years. At the end of each year, they are eligible for the tuition credits. For anyone who has been thinking about possibly volunteering, this program offers you the chance to give back to your community while having the opportunity to go to college or vocational school with some tuition credits. So any volunteer interested in the program, you should call our clerk's office at 732-262-1001, and the clerk will be administering the program in the township. And as an aside, as far as the National Volunteer Week, I really want to commend all of our volunteers in town. And the volunteers, obviously the firefighters and the first aid squad members, which I did, you know, just spoke about. But the firefighters do a great, excellent job. They obviously keep all of our houses safe, all of our properties safe, all of our families safe. And they're the ones out there. So when the fire call comes at 2:30 or 3:30, in the morning, I'm still in my bed, as most of us are, but these guys, men and women, they like to get out there, and they're volunteering their time to keep us safe. Now, sometimes it ends up being a false alarm or a false car, or there's a call, and they're still getting out of bed, getting down to the station, getting on the truck, getting dressed, getting on the truck, the whole thing, to find out that maybe there was nothing wrong. But they're willing, able to do that, and it's important that they do that because sometimes it is important that they're out there. Sometimes there is an actual fire, and then they spend the next few hours fighting a fire, again, while we're all sleeping and staying warm in our beds. Also want to thank the EMTs because they are obviously helpful in saving lives every day. And, I'll get back to the volunteer issue in a little bit.
Mayor, we have a couple questions on Facebook. We have John Stritt and Joan Michelle asking about if you could give them a little bit more information about what roads are going to be paved next year.
Yes, yes, this year as well. And that, so you know who the voice is. The voice is Joanne Bergen, our business administrator. I forgot to introduce her earlier tonight. So you did hear her earlier when she introduced John, the first caller. And she's going to be letting me know of all the questions that you guys have tonight. Please try to call in. The phone number again is 347-426-3543. And as Joanne just said, you can actually ask some questions on Facebook as well. It'd be great if you can call in, though, because it's better, easier way to interact. But what we have as far as roads this year, first of all, Birchwood Park. At last night's meeting, we just authorized a receipt of bids, which means we're going to be going out to bid very shortly. And the roads in Birchwood Park are Parkway Drive, Hollywood Drive, Lakeland Drive, View Drive, Ashwood Drive, Boxwood Drive, Cottonwood Drive, Hollywood Court, Redwood Drive West, and Lemonwood. And then over in Lake Riviera this year, we're going to be paving Texas Drive from Virginia Drive to Shoreline Place, Georgia Drive from Essex Drive to Texas Drive, Heritage Drive from Virginia Drive to Texas Drive, Oklahoma Drive from Essex Drive to Virginia Drive, Essex Drive from Brick Boulevard to Vermont Drive, Pine Tree Drive from Lakeshore Drive to Delaware Drive, and Virginia Drive from Lakeshore Drive to Spruce Drive. And then Riviera Beach. We're going to be doing a number of roads out in Riviera Beach. The exact locations are still a little bit to be determined, but they're going to include 16th Avenue to 22nd Avenue, Main Avenue, South Lake Drive, Old Burnt Tavern Road, Prospect Drive, Branch Boulevard, Riverside Drive North, and Walnut Drive. In terms of 2015, we're still working those out as far as as to what roads we're going to be funding this year. But all those roads I just announced, those are all going to be completed in 2015. In addition, we're over on Deauville Beach doing a number of roads over there on the Barrier Island. And that work is going on as we speak, not right now at 7:30 at night, but if you were out there earlier today, you would have saw some of the road work going on. The reason why I know that for sure is we had a complaint over about some garbage in front of a property, and also maybe the stability of a house on pilings. So we sent one of our code enforcement officials over there to take a look and see exactly what was going on. He did find a truck that was unregistered, as well as saw some of the garbage, had that cleaned up, and found out that the house is actually it's on pilings, but it's dirty enough. So. Based upon some email, if you have any types of complaints or not really a complaint, but I just want to put the town on notice about things like that, we appreciate that, because without you telling us about various problems or what you might think is a problem, we may not know about it. So a woman wrote an email about the situation over there, had the code enforcement officials go out to the very next day, take a look. And again, two out of the three things she said, it was valid things, and it's now been taken care of, at least by way of a summons and by way of cleaning up some of the debris that was left. And again, the house was checked out and was found to be safe. So thank you very much for the questions on Facebook about what roads are next to be paved.
And I know, Mayor, you spoke earlier about the farmer's market, and we have a Facebook question from Dorothy, and she's asking why you chose to have the farmer's market at Windward in the summer on Saturday mornings. She doesn't feel the traffic is appropriate at that site, so she's asking why there as opposed to the old Food Town site or one of the schools.
Okay, well, we first of all, schools are very easy. We don't own the schools, so we can't just use their property. The schools are their own entity. I know a lot of people always get that mixed up. They think that the town controls the schools and the town controls the MUA. Those are totally separate entities, and we don't really, you know, we work together with them, but we, you know, we would never be able, you know, we wouldn't be able to work it out to use their properties for something like that. But the two things that are the one thing, you, the other thing you did mention is the Foodtown property. That was actually my idea. That's exactly where I wanted it to be. Even before I was mayor, I wanted to have a farmer's market, and I'm like, Foodtown site's perfect because it's not being used for anything else. Might as well use it for this farmer's market. You know, it's something that's, you know, comes and goes. So if, when and if something eventually does get built on Foodtown, you know, we could obviously move it at that point. The problem with Foodtown is there's no water and or electricity for the vendors, which they need. And the same holds true, actually, when we first announced this farmer's market. It was supposed to take place up on Herbertsville Road at the Havens Homestead, which is a great area. If you ever get a chance to get up there and take a look, you know, it's a very, very nice area, green. You could picnic out there. It's not really well known. There's the Havens House you can actually do a tour of and take a look. At Christmas time, they do a more formal tour. Anyway, perfect area as well, and that's why we announced it was going to take place there, and it actually used to be a farm. So it kind of, you know, worked hand in hand. We're also starting a community garden this year, which is definitely at the Havens Homestead. So I thought the community garden next to the farmer's market, everybody thought that that was a great idea. Again, no electricity and water access for the vendors. Our Windward Beach, as we all know, we had the Summerfest concerts, everything else there. It's more centrally located. It's, you know, there's not as much, not as much traffic on Princeton Ave as there is on Manilocan Road and things like that in the summer. It's more centrally located. It has the electricity and the water that the vendors needed. We didn't realize, you know, because we're not in the market of being a vendor at farmers markets, that electricity and water was so important. And once it was pointed out to us by the vendors that that's what they need, both the Foodtown site and the Havens Homestead were off the list, and we had to find somewhere else. And Windward Beach is the perfect spot, nice waterfront facility. And again, it's just off of Princeton Avenue, so it won't be too bad. It's more centralized as opposed to Havens Homestead. It's more in the north part of town, which, you know, there's really not a lot of activities up there, so it would have been nice to have something up in that area, but without the water and electricity, it wouldn't work. So more centralized, Windward Beach. Everybody knows where it is. There's no question. That's our highly attended park. We have bathrooms there. You know, so it's you know we don't have to worry about bringing in porta-johns that we would have had to do at the Foodtown site. So it is a great thing. Trader's Cove again is at the end of Manilocan Road. As we all know, during the summer, there's so much traffic on Manilocan Road going over to our great beaches over there. Trivia time. It's a pretty easy trivia question, and it has to do with baseball and Brick Township. So here we go. Again, we're giving away four tickets to the April 25th Blue Claw game. The tickets are courtesy of our friends at the Carluccio Leone Diamond Doyle and Sachs Law Firm. They are located in Toms River, New Jersey. Here we go. Please call in. It's which road in Brick Township is named after a former resident who was a member of the New York Highlanders, which were later on to become the New York Yankees? The first caller with the correct answer will win the tickets. Again, 347-426-3543. And just going back to our volunteers briefly, I did, you know, obviously touch on the fire and first aid, but all the other volunteers. We have volunteer coaches, volunteer referees, volunteer you know, sideline people for all of our sports. We have volunteers that obviously helped out Sandy. There's still volunteers that are volunteering on a lot of weekends and some even weekdays over at the Visitation Relief Center, which is still doing Sandy relief. What other types of volunteers? We have volunteers for all of our organizations, such as POAC and the ARC, you know, Habitat for Humanity. I don't want to leave anybody out, but everything, because I'm going off the top of my head, I'm not working off a list. I'm definitely going to be leaving people out. I shouldn't say I don't want to. I don't want to, but I'm obviously going to. It would be impossible to name all of the volunteer organizations. But that's what our volunteer week is all about, is to honor everybody who puts in a few hours a week, a few hours a month, or even just a few hours a year. Whatever you do, if you're volunteering, it means something to somebody, and that's what's the important thing. You're not doing it for any other reason than what makes you – what makes other people's lives better because you put a little bit of volunteer time in. So no calls so far for the trivia question.
Oh, no, we have calls.
Nope, we do.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, so they're popping up like fire, like weeds at this point, Mayor. So I'm going to go ahead and put the first caller on. I think Ed is doing some screening. So
okay.
Why don't you give another hint while I wait to get the thumbs up that we're set to go.
Okay. The next hint would be this baseball player who the you know, what road, but the baseball player himself who the road's named after. He played mainly at shortstop, and he played between the years of 1912 and 1914. So it's another.
Deidre is calling to ask a question. I don't know if she has it. Deidre's there.
Okay, I think we have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. And who do we have on the line?
Deirdre.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
Good, Joanne. How are you?
Well, you are on with Mayor Ducey, and we're ready to see if you can take a swing at our question.
I'll be honest with you, the computer cut out, so I didn't hear the entire question, so it's totally a guess.
You got it. Very good.
Wow.
And you got it even not hearing the whole question. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't
okay.
need the tickets, so we can definitely donate the tickets to somebody, or you can ask the next caller if you want to give the next caller the tickets. But I just wanted to call in to tell the mayor he's doing a wonderful job, and Jack wants to say something to him. Hold on.
Yeah, I love you, Daddy. You're doing a great job. I don't see Dad yet. He's doing a great job.
Did you hear that?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much, buddy. Okay.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling
celebrity
in. We do...
guest caller, this is fantastic.
Yes, that's...
celebrity guest.
That's
okay.
My son Jack, my three-year-old son Jack, and my wife Deirdre. So obviously we do have to go to the next caller.
Yes, we do.
Can't have family win.
I didn't think you would pick me first.
Right.
Well, you were the first caller.
That was the rule.
So we followed the list
as
they were coming in. Well, good night, you guys.
Good night. Thank you very
much
for calling
in.
I'll see you in a little bit. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. We are on with our next caller. So who do we have on the line? They realize the tickets have been won by our celebrity guest caller.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Well, let me give you a little information about Jack Martin. And anybody, the next caller who calls in, it gets four tickets to the Blue Claws on April 25th. So you pretty much already know the answer. So Jack Martin, just to let everybody know out there, he was a .237 lifetime hitter. Again, he played the 3 years from 1912 to 1914. He had 66 runs and 143 RBIs in 187 games, including 13 doubles, 4 triples, and 20 stolen bases. Jack Martin, after he retired, he became a manager and coach in the minor leagues. And he was actually the manager for Jim Thorpe when Thorpe played for the 1916 Milwaukee Brewers in the American Association. Once he was done with his managerial career as well, Jack Martin moved to Brick Township in 1954. And in 1978, he was honored by the Brick Township Council for being an inspiration to youth, as the Jack Martin Boulevard is named after him. Martin was only, when in his playing days, he was 5'9", 159 pounds, and he batted and threw right-handed. So he wasn't a large player, 5'9", 159. And another interesting fact about Jack Martin is he suffered 2 heart attacks just after being introduced at the 34th Annual New York Yankees Old Timers Day. And that was celebrated on June 21st, 1980. Right after being introduced, he suffered two heart attacks, and then 13 days later, he died. It was his, you know, it was the 34th Annual Yankees Old Timers Day. They introduce, former player Jack Martin. He ends up having 2 heart attacks right after being introduced, and died 13 days later. At the time of his death, he was 93 years old, and he was the oldest living former Yankees and Phillies player at the time of his death.
Well, Well, Mayor, not to interrupt you, but we do have another caller. She'd like to call in. And you are on the air. Who do we have with us?
My name is Roseanne.
Hi, Roseanne. I'm Mayor Ducey, along with Joanne Bergen. And do you have an answer to our trivia question?
Yes, Jack Martin for Jack Martin Boulevard.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And
thanks.
Are you? I guess you're able to go to the game, right? It's Brick Day at the Brick Blue Claws,
yes.
April 25th. Perfect.
Yes, we're able to make it.
All right, that's great. What we'll do is we're going to put you on hold. And
okay.
We have our behind-the-scenes person to be able to take your information down as far as your name and address, and we'll be able to get mail you the ticket. So congratulations.
Okay, well, just,
thank you for calling in. Do you have anything else?
I just want to say that we're really happy with you as mayor, and we really love living in Brick. We've been here 20-something years.
Oh, that's great.
That's
well, thank you very much.
Roseanne, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And Eddie's going to pick back up and get all your information so we can get you the ticket.
Do you have any other questions
great.
About Brick? Or any comments
no,
or
that would be it. We're just, happy.
All right. Aww. Great. Perfect. I'll see you on April 25th.
All right.
Hold on
thanks.
Just a minute, Roseanne. Congratulations.
Okay, everybody. That's good. We had our first trivia contest and our first winner, Roseanne from Brick, and we'll be seeing her at the Blue Claws game on April 25th. Also, I guess we still have some time left, so we'll go into one last thing that happened at the meeting last night. The council authorized the township to negotiate with vendors for Bricktoberfest. This year's Bricktoberfest. It's going to be happening on Saturday, October 3rd at Windward Beach Park, and there's going to be a 5K race in the morning. There's going to be the food trucks. There's going to be music from Who's Johnny and a lot more. There's going to be the rides. Last year was the first time we ever had this event. It was an idea we came up with, and we heard from many people who suggested that changing the way the rides were managed. So what we do is, we had a great event. It was great last year, a lot of fun, but, there was some people who had some criticisms, and that's what we like to hear. We like to hear good praise as well, but the criticism we take it to heart. And one of the things was the rides were just way too much money. So we are working with a vendor this year. We're going to have a wristband policy where you pay one price and the kids get the ride all day. So instead of as you heard earlier tonight, my 3-year-old Jack, he's going to be riding more rides this year than he did last year. But I could see some of the older kids who were in the maybe the 8 to 15 range, constantly going back to their parents saying, oh, I need more tickets, I need more tickets, I need more tickets. And it was a very expensive day. In fact, I knew one person who spent close to $100, probably within about an hour and a half, 2 hours. With the rides, we have an all-day policy, wristband, and we required that as part of the bid just because we heard, we listened. So if you call up, you have something good to say, something bad to say, or an idea, all ideas are definitely welcome. We just want to make Brick better for everybody, so whatever your ideas are, if we're allowed to do it, if we're legally allowed to do it, all those things, if it's cost effective, obviously we still have to look at the bottom line. So if somebody said all the rides should be free, probably can't do that, unfortunately, but we do the best we can, and we try to make life here in Brick as fun and as good as possible. So thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. We've coming to the end of our time, and thank you, Joanne, for being on with me again tonight.
You're very welcome, and some of the folks that you responded to, the Facebook posts that you responded to, answered back saying thank you for your answers, so it appears that you were able to answer all our folks on Facebook as well. So nice job tonight. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you. Have a good night, everybody.